I'm Dave Mays, and this is Collect Call with Suge Knight. What you're about to hear are conversations, raw and uncut, with the legendary founder of Death Row Records. He's currently serving a 28-year sentence in California State Prison. His honesty, vulnerability, and current state of mind will all be heard in this groundbreaking podcast series, featuring conversations with me and many other guests who have agreed to accept Suge's Collect Call. Suge will be putting periods to all question marks while answering everything hip-hop fans worldwide want to know. History will be made and documented in real time each week on Collect Call with Suge Knight. Suge and I both want to hear from you, so if you have any questions or input, please be sure to contact us at Breakbeat Media, authentically hip-hop. Welcome to Collect Call with Suge Knight.
Fight. What is the fight? You know, I was young. I was fighting to show the next person I can get what I want. I can hold my own. Sometimes, you know, when you look at it, you might fight to win. You might be fighting for a change. But the fight is real. It's good. It's bad. It's God, it's the devil. We have to walk the truth, talk the truth, become the truth. I'm a much better man than I used to be. We're not born evil. Either we taught to be evil, or we made to be evil. A lot been said, a lot been done, even on my part. You know, squad, they get phone calls from people I help the most, more than most anybody in this world. They put phone calls up here, try to get me crossed up, say I shouldn't use a platform to talk, take my privileges. Nonsense. This a person that will be the rest of his life in prison.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
Still shows you people's mind can be persuaded to be against you, whatever the reason may be. The music business, people used to call it devil music because the devil used to play the harp according to the Bible and do certain things to make people relax, to get their soul. You know, I have pleasure of knowing, of meeting, of talking to probably the best entertainers worldwide ever, Michael Jackson. Towards the end, people wanted to judge Michael Jackson. They never walked in his shoes. They didn't know what he was taught. I even knew Joe Jackson. Joe Jackson had to fight hard to make his kids successful. He wanted them to sing and dance their way out the ghetto. And they did. He knew the music business is a lot of tricky shit, a lot of devil shit. Drugs, alcohol, sex, men on men, women on women. So we had to play hard-nosed to try to protect his children from that. Berry Gordy was the first person to get into Michael Jackson's ear. He knew that there was Jehovah's Witnesses. He knew that their parents didn't want them to celebrate Christmas and probably have certain things and want them to work hard and practice all the time. So he used the toys and celebrating different things to lure him towards him. Berry Gordy is a smart man. He had Motown, Motor City Sound. He also lived a separate life. team with women. In the dark, sleeping with men. So this is a man who has called himself mentoring Michael Jackson. You pretty much know where I'm going from here. Then there was Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones walked like he was a music note. People adored him as being that musical whiz. He shared time with Michael Jackson. Certain things they taught Michael Jackson might be a lot of things they shouldn't have taught him. So if you taught something, you might repeat something if you taught it a bunch of times. So I don't hold that against Michael. But now, when you look at it, they introduced him to drugs. They tried to make him feel that Black wasn't proud anymore. So of course, everybody knew the bleaching of the skin and the changing. But overall, for a lot of people in the world, we just love Michael Jackson. But this don't stop there. Andre Arell and Russell Simmons, everybody know, they might not want to say it, they know they was lovers. They participated in those types of things. Then once again, a person has the right to be whatever they want to be or own it. These men in the industry don't consider themselves gay. They consider themselves with messing with women, or they really don't like a woman because they beat the shit out of them, and they just believe in they having fun with each other. And somebody been having fun with them. So when you take Andre Arell, Russell Simmons, Uptown, Def Jam, Freaky, Puffy did his intern this stuff for Andre Arell. You know the answer already. That started his journey. According to R. Kelly, they was touching on him, f***ing on him. He said that started his journey. Puffy started some journeys. It's not really a good name call, but it got to stop. Everybody got to say the truth. So, for I won't get sued, and y'all won't get sued, and we don't be made the bad guy, we got to use the word allegedly. Allegedly, they sent Usher to go do a lot of songs with Puffy. I don't think they got any songs down on that run.
That's my brother right here from day one. We used to wake up and, I mean, damn, pause, but like we used to fight over the Frosted Flakes. You know what I'm saying? Before pause was invented, we used to actually wrestle off of the Frosted Flakes because he used to always get up early with me. And now he's one of the richest stars in the world. And I'm
yo,
like,
what the f*** did Puff just say?
Usher words was he would wake up after drinking and being drunk in the bed with Puffy. So, men after men, boy after boy, they go through this. There's no punishment if they're protected by the road, the judge, the DA, the people in the industry, because they work for them. They're their slaves. Now, when you look at all of this, you're saying, okay, where do it end? It definitely don't end with Chris Stokes. Everybody been knowing. That always been the joke. Chris Stokes f***ing all the boys. He got a wife. His wife knew he was f***ing all the boys. We both did some songs on a group called Immature. I was having this studio called Galaxy Studio working out with Dick Griffey. They came up there. Dre was going to do some songs with him. Andre was working on something with him. A lot of activity started going on, and Chris Stokes and Andre. So I'm not saying Andre did what he did because I wasn't there to see it. But Chris Stokes got jealous, and he removed him from the session, and they never returned back. He acted like a was going. Like somebody had his, you know, his wife or something. But that was his group.
You know, I used to have so many automatic withdrawals coming out of my account for subscriptions that I didn't even realize I had. You know, most of you probably can relate to this. I mean, I was looking over my credit card statements recently and saw all these deductions that were adding up every month. And now I'm starting to use Rocket Money and I don't have that problem anymore. You know, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, helps lower your bills. I can see all my subscriptions in one place. If I see something I don't want, I cancel it with a tap. Never have to get on the phone with customer service. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple months or wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill. Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They've got over 5 million users and they've helped save members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting your money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/shug. That's rocketmoney.com/shug. rocketmoney.com/shug.
OJ can't go to USC for nothing, even though he was acquitted. Reggie Bush lost his Heisman. He can't really go there. I don't know about now. No, he couldn't go there for the longest because some idiots say they gave him a couple of bucks, but that money didn't even come from the idiot. They were trying to blackmail Reggie Bush. But all that's been said, you can take Jimmy Iovine and Andre Young, and they can get them a building at USC. They can be racist. Andre beat the shit out of most everybody and did more trauma to the women than anything. And they part of that hidden secret of that they not gay, but they, you know, mess around with men. But at the same time, SC is a racist, I feel. I think it's about the Bruins right about now. Because they're not allowing that. They don't have, you don't have that many black students there. Or they don't give them the opportunities from Southern California. And on top of that, by letting these guys have their own building, and when you look at it, Trey have black kids. And last time I checked, and none of them been to college. Because nobody had to pay for them to go to college. And I ain't gonna be saying names, some of them was even strippers. At the same time, because he was taught not to really care for black people. Because his white kids, by his white wife, he made sure she went to USC and bragged about it. But far beyond all that, I think as a whole, we need to be proud of who we are. You know, you take a lot of women and a lot of black men feel that they got to have children outside their race because they was taught that black is not beautiful. But black been beautiful. Back in the day, they just complained about black women lips too big, their ass too big, you know. They wear cornrows. So they try to get them to get breast reduction. Take that off. Or their lips not to be big. Now all of a sudden people start getting the fake lips in the tank. And it's in now. But they still don't appreciate who they are. You take the Serena sisters, black is beautiful. But they're not gonna have kids by a black man because they're not happy with their hair and their skin tone. That's why you notice when you see all the pictures, everybody want to bleach their skin or Photoshop it where they don't even look like themselves. When you see them in person, they're not the same color that you see on pictures. Same thing with the King of Soul. They want to call him the King of Pop with Michael Jackson, you know. None of Michael Jackson kids, if they walked in a store somewhere, you wouldn't think they was black. So it's not about racism. We should be comfortable who we are and where we came from and where we going. So anyway, Dad, they're destroying the culture. So
yeah,
it's like
I was gonna say
when
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I was gonna say you know, that's really what the...
But you did.
Yeah, well, I owe you a couple of them. But that's really what hip-hop is, you know, was the essence of hip-hop was about being yourself. You know, like how you say, we got to get back to being ourselves like that. It didn't matter who you were, what, you know, race, this, that, or other. It was always about being your truth, being true to yourself.
It was your truth, and everybody was more happier then, because you got to remember one thing: people can walk outside and go to the store or the grocery store at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and you know I miss those type of that to put their hair in the ponytail or you know put some booty shorts on or sweatpants on and house shoes, and we go to you know smoke on our way and go grocery shopping, right?
Yeah.
2 o'clock in the morning, but now since the Photoshop and all the other stuff is so important, it takes them 3 hours to leave the house, you know? And I believe that women is beautiful the way they are. And a man, you a man because you are. And what made the music so overwhelming all these motherfucking years because the soul of somebody's voice, because you know where they came from. You know, they had soul, they had anger, they had pain, they had... You can hear it in their verses. But if everything is auto-tuned, you can't hear it in their verses. So what they want to do with hip-hop is water it down so much to make anybody can do it. And if anybody can do it, why should it be important? If you can find water or wine on every corner, there's no value. But things make things value because it's different. And so... if you go back and not picking on anybody, just, you know, it is what it is. Even if you take an artist, say like T.I. When T.I. first came out, I liked it, you know, he was country. You can have it whatever you like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whatever he was saying, right? Rubber band man, right? You can have whatever, right? But you can hear the South in him. And as time start going on,
this call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
You hear him talk, and he would talk proper as it gets. Like, he wasn't saying bad, he was saying over there, trying to pronounce his words differently. Or Sierra, when she came out, she was that dark-skinned girl, dancing every mother where frowning. They got their southern cooking, they got some balance looking, thinking I was easy, I can see it, that's what I say. Right? Then all of a sudden, she lies her motherfucker, changed her nose, changed everything, and she acts different, not the same. It's about to get hot and heavy. Oh. Right?
Hmm.
What's wrong with how we are? And then when you look at it, so many women, or so many, even the men, getting all these nose jobs that it makes their head look way bigger. I'm like, wait a minute, I know her. What makes... she shouldn't have no big head. She got a big head because the nose she had is 4 or 5 size smaller. You know what I mean? So if you start making your nose that much smaller, it's going to make your head look bigger. So it's nothing matching, you know? It was a time where they should let people know when cool to be black. They had a thing at the Coliseum where all these black artists from Isaac Hayes, and the list goes on. Do your research on them. They get this free concert with no violence, no nothing. But after the concert, the tax man start asking, where you get that mink coat from? Where you get that chain from? Where you get that watch from? Where that Cadillac come from? Next thing you know, they start taking all this. So we get attacked But there's nothing wrong with getting knocked down, get back up. But we do have to come back and bring the entertainment to talent. You know, one thing about Death Row, Death Row Records, Death Row period. You know, when it comes to rewriting history, it's some trying to rewrite history. Because when you look at it,
this call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
I came with the logo. Now, Kristen Russo had Death Row LLC, Death Row Records, basically. And she had it every season. She's a lawyer. I mean, I don't think she's black, so I'm quite sure she's not. Anyway, she had it ever since 2016, and then everybody else was trying to get it, but it was hers. She didn't want to have the LLC. So when 2023 came up, somebody did some slick and refiled it in the same name, but in Delaware. So, you know, when you do it in Delaware, that's how you can try to do some. But basically, what I'm saying is this: Kristen Russo does not sound like Kamala Bottas. Kristen Russo does not sound like Michael Harris. And when you look at it, you can see that what I say, I mean, and I mean what I say, and it's the truth. So, you know, once again, it's crazy, though. You know, like back in the day, if in New York, if the blacks were getting into with the Italians, the mafia, and they wanted their block, and these big old black dudes said, no, you can't take our block, they're not going to send some 5'1", 5'2", Italians to beat up some 6'3", 6'5", 6'7", black motherfuckers, right? What they would do is, they would hire some black people to do something to black people, right? So now, you have this Roland, and his last name that you know he definitely ain't black. A-S-G-A-R.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
E-T-A-D. He on Avenue of Stars. So he the first one to start doing the Death Row LLCs for the merchandise and some other shit, right? Then also Matthew. Let you know he ain't black. So let me spell his last name for you real slow. M-A-R-Z-U-C-D. Where I'm going with this, Snoop, stop letting these people use you, man. You didn't want to be pushing Death Row when you was on Death Row. That's not neither here nor there. You get these people, they use you motherfuckers to go against a black mother. And we ain't on no racist because y'all racist against y'all own people. But at the same time, we're going to settle this once and for all. Show me, show not me, because I know the real. Show everybody, the world, what account, what check that you purchased there from. I don't hear nothing. Still there? Snoop. Somebody. Anybody. I would say the other person. We know he didn't write no check. But anybody there? Snoop? I guess not.